a zoning agreement amendment at 2020 and 2030 Corden Avenue under file ZAA13/2014.
Councillor, I believe there's two applicants here. If you want to invite them to come up together or separate, whatever they prefer.
I'm resuming the chair.
Yes, you're resuming the chair.
Oh, here we go. Two applicants first, right? Yeah.
Well, they're both, they're with, you can ask them if they want to come up together or separate, whatever they prefer.
Okay. All right, so that will be my question. If the applicant, Michael Constant and David Connitz, would like to come at this time. But if I got that right, wrong?
We have Jonah here speaking on behalf.
Pardon me? Oh, okay. Well, there we go. All right. So we'll invite Jonah to come forward at this time, please. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine.
Jonah, please. Thank you. Speaking on behalf of the applicant. Okay. Thank you. If you can please
state
your name and for our records, please.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Okay.
For the record. My name is Jonah Levine. And thank you for having me here. I am speaking on behalf of David Connitz, the applicant, who's the property manager for this building. I'm from Cushman & Wakefield, commercial real estate brokerage. We are presenting on behalf of the owners the request to with the owners of 2020-2030 Corden Avenue at the corner of Corden Avenue and Edgeland. It's a retail and service center. We are requesting that the community committee support the removal of the current zoning amendment agreement on title and have that replaced with another zoning amendment agreement, a zoning agreement. We have the support of Winnipeg city planners in this request. These zoning agreements that are on title, there's one and then an amendment to the same one. They date back to the mid-1980s and it'll allow for only a fraction of the approximately 64 uses that would otherwise be permitted or conditionally permitted on this site, given its C2 zoning. This agreement also limits the operating hours of the center. Winnipeg City Councilors support our request on behalf of the owners so long, and we agree with their request so long as they we maintain a zoning agreement on title that has four restrictions. One would be a maintenance of the 35-foot height limit. C2 zoning, I believe, would allow a 49-foot height limit, so we would have a lower height limit. No mobile signs being permitted on the site, no drive-throughs being permitted, and no auto repair or auto sales uses or similar uses permitted on the site. The site is currently fully leased. We recently leased the final or a vacant unit that was vacant for quite some time. We unfortunately had to inform users such as cafes that they were not allowed to set up shop there given the restrictive zoning agreement on title. The current recently added tenant is a high-end salon and spa. Now they have agreed to locate the premises regardless of the fact that there is this zoning agreement on title, but they certainly would appreciate being able to operate before 1 p.m. and after 5 p.m. on Sundays to maintain maximum operating hour opportunities. And we believe in summary that this less restrictive approach to managing the uses of the site would benefit not only the owner of the building, also the tenants, as well as the neighborhood at large. So with that, that's all I have to present. If there are any questions, I'm happy to entertain those.
Since this is my word, I do have a question.
Sure.
I am Marty Moritz,
Councilor. Yes, Councilor.
In your presentation, you said that the zoning restricted the use for a cafe.
Yes.
And I checked with the planner who wrote this report, and there was no restriction like that in the city. And I'm wondering if it had to do really with the restrictions around hours of operation.
No.
I think it was a prohibited use.
The zoning agreement on title does not explicitly prohibit a cafe or particular uses. My read of it, and I think it's in concert with other folks' read of the document, clearly outlines the uses that can be permitted. And these are not as numerous as the uses that can be permitted for a C2 property. And I could read through those uses, but the C2 zoning would allow for, and this is my read of it, but there's a city planner here, so he can provide further clarification. My read of C2 and other commercial zoning is that there's a general set. There are certain permitted uses, but there are two general uses which are labeled, I believe, personal services and retail services, and those allow for a wide array of different personal service and retail users. And the current zoning amendment agreement on title does not allow for that level of flexibility, the way I read it. But perhaps the planner at the table, Devin, could speak further to that.
Well, that's okay. Thank you.
No problem.
I have no further questions.
Okay.
Anyone else have further questions at all? Thank you, Mr. Levine.
Thank you.
Anyone else speaking in support of this request?
If they would like to speak, they may not.
I don't believe we have anyone registered in opposition, but is there anyone here who would be speaking in opposition to this request? Okay. Anyone here for information? Okay. Seeing none, then I'll entertain a motion.
If the councillor has any questions for the planner, and then we can call the applicant back up if you need to.
I think I'm fine.
Okay.
So I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
It's been moved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in. Forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee
via the
priority rezoning process.
Okay, that has been moved. All in favor say aye.
Aye. And I move that reasons for my support of this application are that I agree with the recommendations of the planner.
Okay. It has been moved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Okay, so it's been moved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted on the zoning agreement amendment. All persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. Thank you.